Thank you for listening. The conversation today revolving around the private cloud and the concept of what it means to federal agencies. And my guest to talk about it today, Kirit Amin, the Chief Technology Officer at the Department of Housing and Urban Development, Thomas Boyce of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, Fred Whiteside of the National Institute of Standards and Technology, Jeffrey Lush of Dell Services Federal Government, and Susie Adams of Microsoft. Thank you all for being here today. I want to start with Tom Boyce of the NRC. The difference between public and private cloud is finally, after several years of evolution, getting to a point where people can make a pretty clear determination of it. What's your view of that, and what's your view of that evolution over the last couple of years?
I was real eager when I first heard about cloud services offering for the government, because it's all, to me, about the bottom line and trying to run my organization like a business, save the taxpayers' money, but mainly just doing things efficiently and smartly. Mm-hmm. And I first started looking into the cloud, and it was a public cloud at the time, and I'm like, I'm not sure we can get there from a government standpoint because of things that are somewhat unique to the government, e-discovery, FOIA, records management, what happens if we have a classified spill out in the cloud, how do I clean that mess up, can I go grab that public cloud provider's drives, which is what we do today in-house, is we actually grab the drives and clean them up. So to me, the distinction between a private cloud, whether it's for an enclave of government agencies or just for me, definitely has a real attraction, but I still haven't quite gotten past the price point and what we're going to do about some of the issues I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about some of those issues throughout the program, Tom. Fred, at NIST, your organization has been pretty instrumental in determining standards for cloud computing and what's appropriate for agencies and so forth. Talk about your view of this difference between public and private.
Right. So although I wasn't in on the writing of the definition of cloud computing, of course, NIST defines a private cloud as one that is owned and operated by a particular organization. I think if there is any ambiguity, I think it lies in what constitutes an organization. Mm-hmm. What is an organization? Is that an entire department? Is it a bureau or agency and so forth? So I think that you're beginning to see many, many variations of that. And I would hope that organizations begin to really base how they approach this private cloud phenomenon based on requirements. I think, you know, organizationally dividing, you know, who does what in a cloud environment, I think is less important, and there should be less emphasis on that as opposed to like requirements. Mm-hmm. And I think if you stay towards and adhere to requirements, I think you're better off.
Jeff Lush of Dell and Susie Adams of Microsoft, is that something that you're seeing with the customers that you work with, that there is a little bit still of a problem defining exactly what we're going to do, what our mission is relative to the cloud? I mean, agencies are clear about their missions, of course, but.
Yeah, I think I agree with Fred a little bit on the definition of private cloud is still a little bit blurry for some agencies, and it really gets to the point that you mentioned, which was, basically, does it define, is it a single agency? Is it a bureau within an agency? And then, more importantly, who actually runs that private cloud? Is that a systems integrator or another third party also comes into play? Because, for example, we actually have a solution where we run a dedicated infrastructure for our mail and collaboration stack, but it runs in our data center, but it's dedicated to an agency. So in some ways, that could be considered maybe a private cloud. However, you don't really have the same luxury of being able to tweak it and go in and touch the physical servers and the infrastructure and do some of the things that Tom mentioned that you would typically be able to do in a private cloud if it was hosted in your particular agency. Mm-hmm. So I think that does cause some confusion, because we're seeing lots of agencies and systems integrators really go to that next level of hosting a private cloud outside of an agency as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's some anxiety around this definition, because when you look at a private cloud, you're really thinking about a standard IT infrastructure, mm-hmm. right? And so a lot of agencies – look, I spent 17 years as a civilian employee, really, what's the difference, right? I've already got an IT infrastructure, and so from a federal perspective, it's difficult to justify where that cost increase is. But mm-hmm. there is a substantial difference in cloud technology. Cloud technology, whether it's private or what we call single tenant, right, or public, which is more of a multi-tenant, shared resources, there's a huge difference between the functionality. It's kind of taken IT infrastructure to that next level, mm-hmm. right? It's offered some automation, orchestration, and things that be that, and quite frankly, accountability of our IT infrastructure that we've lacked mm-hmm. for the last 10 or 15 years.
Yeah. Kirit, you've been on this for many years, and you and I have talked about this issue before. Public versus private is kind of the defining conversation in cloud computing right now. We're past the should we or shouldn't we between the efficiencies that people are finding in it and just OMB saying this is the way you're going to go. There's not really a lot of conversation about that anymore. What are you hearing when you're talking to your colleagues who are looking at these issues at other agencies and what you're doing within HUD? What are you hearing about this conversation, the decision-making process, and the intelligence gathering on this?
I think that's a very good point. Over the last 5 years that I've been in the federal government, right, and cloud at that time when I first came was still kind of fuzzy out mm-hmm. there, right? And people were saying, well, yeah, another buzzword maybe, where is it going to take us, right? Today, that's not the case. I agree with you 100%. It's a very viable, and in the future, that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
Right? So I think, plus, I think on the federal side, there is a pretty better, I would say far better understanding as to what that means, right? And lots of federal agencies have taken those first steps, if you will, right? If you look at the 25-point initiative from the OMB and talks about data center consolidation, mm-hmm. that's one of the first steps that leads you. You can't do cloud and you can't do virtualization until you got everything in one place mm-hmm. and you start taking the volume and the scale and everything else, right? So I think that those steps have been very effectively taken by most of the agencies in terms of data center consolidation and taking advantage of the virtual technologies today that are pretty mature, mm-hmm. right? Not only at the desktop levels, but at the server levels, right? So those are the first steps, as we all know, the stepping stones to cloud, whether mm-hmm. it's private, public, doesn't matter. How do you take advantage of your more robust and efficient infrastructure? Mm-hmm. So I think in that respect, we have come quite far in a relatively short time. And it's very encouraging as to where it takes us now. And you're right, you know, OMB saying now, and the budgetary, you know, situations we all face, that's a reality, one uh-huh. way or the other. And faster you go at it, the better off you're going to be.
So I think, you know, you brought up a really good point where everybody's really comfortable with cloud. And I think when we look at the definition that NIST has put out, I think originally when agencies started looking at cloud, they thought that they had to pick a cloud that met all the characteristics and the entire definition. Mm-hmm. And what we're now starting to see is people are realizing that there's benefit to what I call kind of choose, right, your characteristic or your piece of the definition that best meets your particular business needs for the workload, right, that you're trying to optimize. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's a really good first step. For example, virtualization. Many agencies have started from the data center consolidation effort to virtualize their infrastructures, and now they're beginning to take that next step is to add that layer of abstraction above virtualization from a monitoring and orchestration and management perspective so they can see even more cost savings.
Fred?
I agree completely. It is encouraging to see so many agencies embrace this technology and move forward. I think GSA has done an excellent job of documenting a number of case studies, it's very successful case studies, you know, within the federal government. However, you do have, unfortunately, a group of agencies that are just really looking to check the box, right? Those agencies that scramble to go out and buy hardware and software and stand up their own cloud or expand a data center or turn a data center, something that they already had, into what they wanted to call a cloud. And I think that's a bit disappointing. And I think that's happening out of fear of security, for one. I think some also take a look at their own organizations, their own budgets, and say, hey, you know, this is going to cost me, you know, to migrate. But what they're not looking at is the overall organization's savings and efficiencies. And that's the key.
Kirit?
Yeah, I think the issue is, and I think what Susie brought up earlier, is also there was a definition as to I have to have my own data center in order to do a private cloud, mm-hmm. right? Not necessarily, right? You can host in a public data center mm-hmm. wherein you have your own infrastructure coming in and you still got your perimeter security in your, within your defined enterprise, if you will, right? Mm-hmm. So those, I think, are becoming clearer now that I necessarily do not have to have my own data center because that was a chicken and egg thing. Without my data center, how do I do this?
Yeah. Right? Jeff, the concepts that they're talking about seem to me to be kind of the last strands that we're trying to tie down to get people to understand the difference between public and private. Is that fair to say, do you think?
Yeah, I think the conversation is moving from should we do one mm-hmm. to, oh, wow, we're going to do one, and here are some of the obstacles that we're running into, right? Security, how do we make this actually work in our environment on a zero-budget gain?
Uh-huh.
And how do we effectively leverage existing investments? So, I believe that it's going to propagate, and there will be a substantial amount of private clouds until that leveraging of existing investment goes away. If I've got hardware and software and licenses in my environment today, it's better for me to put a cloud front end on it, wait till those go to end of life. When they get out of end of life, then be able to purchase into mm-hmm. a hosted or multi-tenant. I don't know. Tom probably has a great perspective on that.
Actually, I want to get out of the mode of having to manage those issues, what I call the commodity services. And one of my basic tenets has always been, it's not NRC's mission. It's not the government mission to run IT. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're doing for the citizens. So why do I own mail, file, and print? Our SharePoint farm has run out of space or is close thereof. Just this week, it's like, why should I be managing that issue? Why can't I hand that off to somebody else, an Elastic Cloud, where it's not even, I don't even see it.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I see it. It's like, what are we going to do with our storage array? How are we going to address this problem? What kind of bulletins do we have to put out to the users, which is something that we shouldn't really having to deal with. I'm looking at leveraging some of the FedRAMP stuff, and hopefully we can get some enclaves of people with like security needs where we can share stuff in a semi-private cloud wherever it's hosted.
And I would also say that, that goes back to the statement I made before, that if you look at requirements, you will find that the requirements that drove you to want to stand up a private cloud can be taken to just about any vendor, and those vendors are anxious right now to meet those requirements. So I think you're absolutely right.
There's a couple of things here I want to touch on before we run out of time. Tom, you mentioned the sharing element. Stephen Van Roekel has set this up specifically so agencies can share it. But if we go back over IT in the federal government over the last 30 or 40 years, that's a lot easier said than done. What's different about cloud that's going to make agencies want, not just make them do it, make them want to share standards and requirements across agencies so that they can go to the vendor and just buy what the vendor already has done?
I think we have to be in the mode where it's easy for me to procure commodity services almost off the shelf from somebody who's servicing a bunch of like agencies. My previous job in the federal government, I was a shared service provider where I was providing services to outside agencies. And you get back to the mission aspect, it wasn't the mission of that organization to do that. They didn't care what pain points I had with servicing these outside agencies. It wasn't part of the governance. It wasn't part of the funding stream. So it's very hard to be a shared service provider inside the government. I think we need to band together and go outside and procure that with like needs. I think that's what will be the lever to get us there.
Kira, we just have about a minute left. What do you think about that?
I think the issue is, point well made, is what are my commoditized services in the federal government, mm-hmm. right? Because a CIO in any federal agency today, his services are diluted by his commoditized services versus mission of the agency, right? We need to focus and say, how do I focus on my mission versus the commoditized IC that anybody can do?
Mm-hmm.
And why do I want to be bothered with that versus delivering the mission, so to speak?
Right.
So,
Fred, last thought for this segment.
Well, I think also one of the things that really drives, has been driving clouds, is the fact that we're going to be facing some some serious budget constraints, you know, over the upcoming years. And I think everybody knows that. I mean, I think we underestimate at times what that's going to actually feel like. Mm-hmm. But I think this is a huge step in the right direction, I mean, with regard to IT and how it's managed.
You're listening to Navigating the Private Cloud, sponsored by Microsoft and Dell, on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.